You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, 4 o'clock hour. Let's jump into the headlines because we're running late again because of a very important conversation we had to have with Aronde there. Pretty sure he's on my side. I think I swayed him on Kraft mac and cheese and certainly on almost shepherd's pie.
Almost shepherd's pie is good. Kraft mac and cheese is not no damn meal.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I'm writing that down, almost shepherd's pie, on my circle back list because I genuinely, right. I buy the exact same microwavable mashed potatoes. Simply Potatoes, the best. You put a little bit of butter into it. Nobody would even know. They would think it's like gourmet mashed potatoes from a five-star restaurant.
Lori will take those out sometimes, take it out of the micro, you know, the plastic thing that it comes in, put it in like a baking dish, add in maybe a little bit of cream or a little bit of butter, but then bake it in the oven instead of microwaving it. And so it gets a crispy little top. You'd never know.
I'd know.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. I brought it to our Thanksgiving potluck. Remember, Hawk? Yeah. That was my my contribution.
Yep.
And I had rave reviews about my homemade mashed potatoes.
And the thing is, Crowder, it's Simply Potatoes.
That white Play-Doh that you brought?
That was good.
That was dry and nasty.
That was good.
Either way, eating just that out of the packaging, I mean, I'm telling you, I have those in my fridge right now. I can't think of like what type of low point I need to be in my life to where I am microwaving that, pulling it out, adding some canned corn, some canned beans, and eating that. Like that is crazy.
When I was a bachelor, that was one of my go-to meals. I loved that. Now I will tell you this. This is before the whole carbs thing was around. So I used to try to live every day taking in 0 grams of fat. Mm-hmm. All I did was count fat grams. And corn has 0 grams of fat.
There's nothing.
Potatoes, very little. There are a few grams of fat.
1 gram. 1 gram.
Very,
maybe.
Very little. And so I would actually nuke the corn and keep the juice in there because it's the only way to moisten the potatoes. I didn't want to use butter or whatever. And that would literally be a fat-free dinner for me. That entire thing of potatoes and a can of corn, and it was almost a fat-free dinner, almost completely fat-free.
Hawk, did you say before there was a such thing as carbohydrates? How old
before
are you?
Before there were low-carb diets. Like, it wasn't a thing.
This was in the 90s.
Like Atkins became a thing, I think, maybe in the 2000s.
Oh, I hate this Atkins and this keto and all these new cute diets. I hate them.
Why I genuinely, no shtick here, I count my macros, and I've been doing so for years. Every single day, I have to.
I don't know why macros are.
What is that?
Same thing. Like I know exactly how many calories I need to eat in a day. I scan every item. I weigh out my food.
Remember, back in the day I'm talking about, there's no scanning. Crazy. There's literally nothing. I just did it in my head. Like, I'm going to take in no grams of fat.
Why though? Like, was this your way of staying thin?
Yeah. So I would run at least 5 miles a night. I was insane. Talk to Unfunny Lewis. I went through this phase. He will tell you it was maddening, because we would go out to dinner and I would order soup, like broth, anything that I thought had no fat in it, no grams of fat. So it became difficult. Like, I would go out and have, you know, lettuce and corn, like anything that I thought would have broccoli, no fat. But I went through this phase where I tried to literally eat. Oh, Jimmy says Atkins was established in 1972. Well, there was no way to get the word out. There was no internet. So unless you had the
very
newsletter.
True.
I didn't read Vogue magazine. Sorry. But yeah, I literally went through this phase where I was running like crazy and just trying to eat 0 grams of fat a day.
That's genuinely so unhealthy for you, man. Like, not even kidding.
I felt great.
Wasn't it for the ladies though? It had to be for something.
I was single. Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted to pull a number. You wanted to be fine. That's what it was.
But like, even I could get a chicken breast. Cut it up. No bread, no nothing. Just plain chicken breast. Like, that would work.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Solana.
Because you need fat. Like, you need in your body, good
great.
Fats, healthy fats. You need fats.
Solana, so you do all that and still look the way you look.
I look good, man. Not even kidding. I look good. And it's not necessarily to look better. Like, I need to do that for my body. I need to do that.
Just
I have
better,
to count
yeah.
my macros, because if I'm not on a caloric deficit crowder, I'm not kidding. If I go like 5 months of not being on a caloric deficit, mm-hmm. I will blow the F up. I will. You've seen pictures of me.
Wait till you've gone through menopause like me.
I thought y'all don't believe in caloric deficit. Deficits.
Yeah, deficits. No, I don't.
We do
believe in caloric deficit, caloric but not a deficit.
So how do you become fat?
No, I think that there's a lot to do with genetics.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's true. That there's no. It's literally
it's not.
Inarguable. It's literally inarguable.
Eat 500 calories, burn 2,000. You're automatically going to lose weight.
I got you, but your body composition, your body makeup, your body style is determined by genetics.
No,
period,
sneaking
end of story.
In the kitchen.
You
sneaking
can never
in the
take
kitchen
a
at
big
night.
Person and make them skinny.
Yes, you can.
Period.
Put them
no,
in
you
a,
cannot.
Put,
no.
put them in a jail cell.
No.
Put them
no,
in a
they
jail
won't be
cell.
Skinny.
Give them,
they will
give
not
them
be
four
skinny.
Grapes.
Nope.
Give them 4 grapes a day. They're going to lose
I mean,
a
if
lot
you
of
starve
weight.
Starve someone.
I know, because they can't starve themselves because they love eating. It's a lifestyle decision. Fat people
no, everybody
decide
has
to be
eat. You have to eat. I mean, what are you arguing? That you don't have to eat?
You do have to eat, but you don't have to eat everything.
Understood. I'm not talking about losing weight versus not losing weight or gaining mm-hmm. weight. I'm telling you, your genetics has a lot to do with your body makeup.
I don't know how many calories genetics has in it, but they should stop eating them.
But you understand, because of the size of your dad, you are going to be a big guy. You're never going to be skinny.
I could get skinny if I want to right now.
No, you couldn't.
Huck.
You don't have the body makeup to be skinny.
Yes, I do.
No, you do not.
Huck, if I start eating salads 3 times a day with skinny dressing.
I'm not saying you're not going to lose weight.
I'm going to lose all my weight.
Skinny.
I'm going to swivel up into a little bitty person.
Mm-mm. But to deny that genetics plays a factor in this, to me, is silly. Crowder, if me and Matthew Dellavedova, who is a shorter basketball player, go on. Today, we start the exact same diet mm-hmm. every single day. I put every macro in my body, every gram of fiber, fat, carbs, protein in my body. We do the exact same
Sounds
thing.
Sounds so good, doesn't it?
The exact same thing. We lift every single day. the exact amount of weights, yeah, the exact same sets, same reps, same gym, everything identical, he's going to look better than me after a period of time than I will.
Because if me and his LeBron metabolism is higher because he works out every day already.
No, because and he has better genetics already than me. That's why there's no, some bodybuilders. Crowder, that's why
this
there's
is
some
a lazy person conversation.
No, no.
You can so mold your body into anything you want to mold it into if you have discipline.
So you think Giannis Antetokounmpo? Giannis Antetokounmpo
could get fat? Yes.
No, but that's not what we're saying. That's not what we're saying. In other words,
if Giannis and I had the same eating and exercise regimen, we would look alike.
No, he's 17 years ahead of you working out. His metabolism's through the roof.
If we started from moment one.
But it has nothing to do with his mom and dad. No, you're, Huck, you're 4'6".
Come on,
you're
man.
A 4'6".
Come on, man.
The height has something to do with genetics. Fat, holding fat has to do with metabolism, work, and caloric deficiency.
Body type. I'm not talking about.
Stop eating and you lose weight. Keep eating, you gain weight. That's simple.
Okay, agreed. Simple. But you don't look the same. Someone who loses 30 pounds with Giannis's body type versus someone who loses 30 pounds who's not got an athletic body type, they don't look the same at the end. Body types are Giannis, different, and that's all based on genetics.
Giannis started at 7% body fat. You started at 70% body fat. Yes, it's going to look different.
Start from day one.
You and Giannis both give birth. Your parents give birth at the same time. You're going to be shorter,
and Sandra
but you
Hockman
would be cut up.
Give birth to me, and Giannis's parents give birth to him. And from day one, we do the same workouts and eat the same menus. You think I'm going to look similar to Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Smaller shoulders and shorter stature.
You're insane.
Your thighs would be just as ripped.
Oh, stop it.
Your calves would be just as big.
So you're saying anybody in the NBA, could achieve the same type of imposing dominance that Giannis and LeBron have, but they're just lazier than those guys. Like, it's insane.
The whole thing about LeBron is that he outworks everybody.
No, he does outwork everybody, which is why he's the second greatest player, the best player of all time. But guess what? There's guys who work just as hard as LeBron who are never going to achieve the same body composition as LeBron James, so they'll never be able to achieve the things that he did because his genetics allow him to be great as well. Look, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'll give you height. I'll give you shoulder depth and width. But yeah, fat. I'm not giving you fat.
But
fat,
that's why
people,
there's
you get fat because you eat more than you burn. Period. That's why fat is created.
Well, we're not saying that you're wrong, but there's also different characteristics within one's DNA which can decide whether or not if you and me start a diet at the exact same time and we eat the exact same thing, maybe you'll burn a little bit more fat than I will.
That's has it. To do with Man. Metabolism. Metabolism is not finite metabolism, thing that everyone has the same exact metabolism. That's
there are foods that speed up your metabolism.
Yeah.
So you can speed up your metabolism even if your mom and dad are fat.
But if you gave metabolism a numerical ranking, not everyone has metabolism of 30. Some people have metabolism of 50. Some people have metabolism of 10. I'm just assigning arbitrary numbers.
Yes.
Metabolism is not a finite thing that everyone has the same exact metabolism.
And the 10 metabolism could get to a 30 if they eat the right foods and work out hard enough.
No.
Yes.
You can't change your metabolism.
So there's not food that can speed your metabolism up. There's not working out. You can't get your heart rate going and speed your metabolism.
Yes, but in other words, I would have to do something different than you to get to that metabolism. So then our metabolisms are not the same.
Fat people going to be fat. If you want to be fat, you'll be fat. You want to be skinny, you'll
get skinny. But you're having a separate argument.
No, it's laziness versus hard work. Is what this whole conversation is. 100%.
No. This conversation is about working hard, same amount of hard work, and not getting the same exact result as someone else because they have a different genetic makeup.
If I worked harder than you since I was 4 and now we're 54, you're just 50 years behind.
No. I understand that. But if we worked hard from day one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Never going to have the physical attributes that you have, and I'm never going to have your metabolism I don't come from your DNA.
You wouldn't be as tall. Your shoulders wouldn't be as wide. If you bench pressed every single day like I did since I was 13, your chest would be gigantic. Your traps would be huge. Mm-mm. Because you're shaking your little head doesn't make this incorrect. It is correct. You start doing shoulder press and shrugs every day, you could get a big traps.
But that's not what he's saying. Shoulder. That's not what he's saying.
You have the exact traps that you would. I would have bigger traps, yes.
Crowder, there's a reason.
Same way I do. But Crowder, you just have to work hard at it. Lazy versus hard work.
No.
That's all how your body looks. Width of shoulders and height, that's it. Y'all are never going to be 6'3". Could Hawk look like me at my prime at – how tall are you, Hawk? 5'8", 5'9"?
Never in a million years could I look like you at your prime. Not in a million years.
If you started working at 12 like I did, you'd look just like me.
Right. But Crowder, you would agree. Hawk, to achieve the body that you had in your prime at 24 years old, there are other people who are also 5'8", who might look like Hawk, who could achieve that a little bit quicker, even if they're doing the exact same thing at the exact same time. That's my point here. And this is science-backed data bodybuilders, look it up. Bodybuilders know this. There's certain guys who have to get on steroids because they're not going to achieve a certain type of physique by the time that they have to compete. So they go on steroids. and they can't do it natty. You want to know why? Because it's physically harder for some people because of their DNA to achieve a certain type of body type than it is for other people.
This is what people
eating corn and potatoes.
This is what you tell yourself when you get out the shower and see that mirror naked, is that you need the DNA. And no,
true.
You don't work as hard as people that look good naked than people that don't. Period.
Completely I agree. Untrue. We agree. No. He's right. You work hard, you'll look better. 100%. Nobody's arguing that.
And for you want bigger shoulders?
Work harder.
You That's want all. Bigger shoulders? Do more shrugs. You want a wider chest? Do more bench press.
Nah, but there's
you
a
want
limit.
Smaller waist? There's you a want limit. A smaller waist? Let's get some core in.
This is the person with a ton of money going, oh, you don't have a lot of money? You should have worked harder.
No.
And
you know what?
There's other factors.
No, I'm the
there's
guy that has OfferUp equipment in my garage that I got from OfferUp to work my kids out. Nothing about money. It's about hard work. I work chain out. I work chain out for 2.5 hours today this morning.
And guess
don't
whose
have
genetics he's got?
Genetics doesn't get his ass up, tell him you better eat one sausage, a slice of orange, 2 pineapples, and get your ass in this garage for 9:15.
Sausage
by the way,
in the morning is crazy.
By the way, shrugs hit your traps, not your shoulders. You want to hit your shoulders, do some lat raises. You bum.
Yeah, Salon, I probably listen to your workouts because your body's built like I would want mine.
All right. That's fine. Yeah.
You're like Mark Coleman.
That's fine. 1v1
I can end this argument right now. People in the military and basic training eat the same exact diet, do the same amount of exercise every day. Everybody comes out different at the end.
And Butterball walked in fat and lazy. and Aaron walked in already in shape because he's worked hard his whole life.
Argument is over. Take the L.
This is lazy people want to be lazy, boy. Goodness gracious.
1v1 me in pickleball. You let me know, bro.
1v1, bro.
I do have one legitimate piece of news that I saw about 2 hours ago. We just All never right. had any time to get to it. Remember when Shams Charania, he was on ESPN, and he said Terry Rozier was cleared of the investigation by the FBI into gambling. And Chris B. Haynes is reporting, and I think I saw Barry Jackson report this as well. I have to double check the article, but Chris B. Haynes is reporting that Terry Rozier has not been cleared of any wrongdoing and remains under federal investigation on a potential gambling probe.
So this actually comes from Pablo Torre's podcast, which has to do with gambling and sports and the NBA. And he seemed to have uncovered this. And I think what happened is a lot of reporters like Chris B. Haynes have now contacted the NBA saying there seems to be a report that Terry Rozier was not cleared and the NBA or its sources are confirming that. But I think the origin of it comes from Pablo Torre's podcast, which dropped today.
Wow. Also, today, Teddy Bridgewater was suspended.
Oh, this is so dumb.
Well, that was yesterday, and he's taken issue with that because he said, I never was employed by Northwestern. I was a volunteer. So he said, I was not suspended, and he said, I'm not going to address this anymore. He gave them Uber rides and, like, spent thousands of dollars on the kids at Miami Northwestern and just being a good citizen. Mm-hmm. And it puts them in a pickle, so he's not really around the program anymore. But he said, I haven't been officially suspended because I was never an employee.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He's not buying kids cars like they're getting at the next level. Or high school kids have NIL now.
It was like physical therapy, and it was...
Yeah, $70,000 for an entire football team for an 8-month season, that's actually cheap. For all he did for those kids.
He's a local hero, so
don't
get it twisted. Yeah.
So dumb. Like, if a parent wants to donate $100,000, can't he donate $100,000 to a program?
If it's a private school.
But why not a public school? Like, if I want to donate $100,000 to Miami Killian,
well, it gives you an immediate advantage over another public school if you're talking about athletics. Yeah.
Right, but why shouldn't I be able to
Well, then why shouldn't you be able to do that for a because he's spending it on the kids, because you could donate to a college, a public university, but you can't earmark it for Bobby's car rides.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, no, it's a dumb rule. That's why I started saying this is just ridiculous. But to Hawk's point, he could give $70,000 to Miami Northwestern, no problem. Right. They take it. But he can't say, I'm personally buying these kids car rides and getting them
right.
trainers.
Or cars. He could say, I'm donating $70,000 and you have to buy all the football players' cars.
Yeah, that's
All right, your weather seems like it's clearing up a little bit here in the Kendall area. It's 88 degrees currently. Tonight, the lows are actually going to drop into the low 70s. That's your weather.
All right. Crowder, you go get a sausage, Tubby. Let me talk about Cheetah Pompano here.
About to get some celery juice, fellas. See you in a little bit.
Solana, you go count your macros. Let me talk about the cheetah here. Let me talk to the men. All right.
His muscles are micros. He counts macros to get micro muscles.
What? I'm sending you guys my meal for today. Everything I've eaten today.
I got macro and cheese.
Yeah, this is working, Solana.
Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HDTVs throughout the club and four stages of entertainment, and you can go there, you can count your micros, count your macros, you can just bring some singles,
some sourdough bread and microgreens, man.
UFC is that did he send it to us?
Can I have the microgreens, please, brother?
Why are you laughing? Microgreens. Microgreens are an excellent source of fiber, you jackass.
Today, he gets a snack of a mocha cappuccino whey protein.
Hey, organic cage-free omega-3 large brown eggs, please. How many cows, bro? How many
cows? You're just reading the egg brand like a douchebag. They're just egg ass.
Hey, bro,
this guy's making fun of my potato. I'm in the 90s. I have no information on anything. I'm trying to eat fat free. He's making fun of my potatoes and corn. In the meantime, one large micro.
What a micro green. Boy. Oh, man. Well, you tickled me today. This is ridiculous.
I get the 3 eggs and 1 creatine monohydrate. He's breathing in all of his dad's secondhand smoke.
Babe, you want some organic cage-free omega-3 eggs?
You guys are funny.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
They were just sitting in your house naked?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Excellent song choice. Let's get physical. Physical. This was the workout anthem of the 80s. You know who this is, Crowder?
Jane Fonda.
That's right. Jane Fonda, rare hit from her. Crank it up, Jimmy.
Let me hear it talk. She talking about bumping uglies or working out?
Well, it can be construed many ways, but they used it in a lot of workout videos and a movie with, what was it called? I'm drawing a blank. This is Olivia Newton-John, by the way, singer, famous from Greece.
Same.
Today, Aranda had mentioned, today is National Gummy Worm Day, but also today, on this day in 1988, Die Hard was released to theaters. All-time great movie. It doesn't get recognized enough. That original Die Hard is one of the best movies, one of the best action movies that you'll ever see.
Yeah. Die Hard had a run now. You always criticize twos and threes, but yeah, Die Hard little series can go.
Die Hard 2, I think, was pretty good. I think 3 started to jump the shark.
I like With a Vengeance because Samuel Jackson just cusses everybody out.
Yeah, he's got to walk around downtown with the sign.
yeah, I enjoyed Die Hard With a Vengeance. What was the other one? Die Hard or Live Free or something?
There was one that had like computer hackers in it. It was literally one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, you take out Bruce Willis, you can leave me alone.
1988 also, There's Something About Mary was released. That was 80. That wasn't 88.
No. 98 maybe?
Maybe 98.
Yeah. Something About Mary is 1998.
Yeah. 98. That doesn't make it. Yeah. It wouldn't have been 88. That I maintain There's Something About Mary. The first 10 minutes of that movie, first 15 minutes of that movie is in the argument. This goes to the list of, you know, top NBA players of all time that we've argued about today. But that 10 or 15 minutes, I'm talking about the beginning of a movie. Find me the beginning of a movie that's as uproariously funny as the first 10 or 15 minutes of There's Something About Mary.
I've actually tried to do this. When you brought this up in the past, it's, bro, that movie's hilarious. It comes out the block.
Out of the box swinging.
Yeah. And doesn't slow down either, man.
Doesn't slow down. But man, that first 10 or 15 minutes.
6 minutes. When he got picked up hitchhiking. Oh my God. Hamster on the wheel can't get a workout in 6 minutes.
And now Solana's saying there's something about Mary was released in 2005.
No, it wasn't 88. I knew I was old enough to watch it straight out the block. So I
no,
know.
No, no, no. 2005 was Wedding Crashers. It just this didn't send Wedding Crashers. The way, yeah, the format kind of got messed up. I'm surprised, you know, you're not as gung-ho about Wedding Crashers. That is, in my opinion, the greatest comedy ever made. My opinion. I know it's not considered.
Again, I'm saying something about Mary, which I think is a great comedy. I'm saying the first 10 to 15 minutes of the movie could be the funniest first 10 to 15 minutes of any movie. I'm not saying that there's not a movie where something funny happens in the first 10. I'm not saying something funny happens. I'm talking about one hysterical laugh after another. And it culminates with, you know, it just the zip. And then you hear, and then he's being rushed out and they go, we've got a bleeder like that. Like from the moment the movie starts to we've got a bleeder. It's just one hysterical laugh after another.
Let's get the beans over to Frank's.
Have we ever given Something About Mary lines to DDJ?
Yeah, we gave him 6 minute ads.
Did we give him that? Did he do it?
He did. He did do it. Yeah. And I think we did Beans Above the Franks as well. I think he did.
Yeah, that one I remember. Have we ever given him We've Got a Bleeder? Because that might be funny in an injury situation.
I don't.
I mean, it might not. But it might be. Yeah. It just depends on.
If they're on Clemson, we're fine.
Can you imagine Joe Zagacki if like there was a serious injury and DBJ just goes, we've got a bleeder. All right. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We'll talk about there's no news from Dolphins rookies reporting, right? Solana, I have not. A thing. Okay.
To be honest. I don't even think they do anything today.
So it's just reporting. You're literally just showing up. You have your locker. You put a couple things in it.
Have a meeting. Get your playbook. You know, learn the new defense. Like, first day, they ain't going to do a damn thing.
Okay. All right. Well, Dolphins rookies reported today. There's no news there. But we'll get all the headlines coming up in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. And we will reinvigorate our discussion about the 100 greatest players to ever play in the NBA, according to Bleacher Report. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.